Shelley Miro is a visual artist and filmmaker known for multidisciplinary works that challenge stereotypes of First Nations people. She is a member of the Six Nations Reserve and of Mohawk Nation Turtle Clan. Her exhibition M, Stories of Women, is currently at Urban Shaman Contemporary Aboriginal Art. Dana Warren is the gallery director at Urban Shaman, and she joins me on the studio. Welcome, Dana. M, Stories of Women, is a series of photographs, each centering on a woman with surrounding images that depict both historical and contemporary issues for First Nations people. For you, how does this exhibition confront stereotypical images of First Nations women?
We're really, really excited to have the exhibition at Urban Shaman. Shelley Miro is a very respected artist, both in Native and non-Native arts communities. So a lot of people look to her work for a lot of dealing with these types of issues. And it's really interesting because usually she's really branched into video and stuff, but this time it's more photography shows. So what you'll see is it's kind of like a multimedia almost art photography show because she's using digital images as well as kind of traditional photography portraits and mixing it all together. So for this part, when you enter into the gallery, to the left is all a series of photos. I think there's about 10 of them. And basically, they're all women, all Native women, and some of them are her family, some are friends that she really respects and stuff, so she's incorporated people that she really looks up to. And basically, dealing with, like, these issues, or these women's issues, she wanted to kind of look back at a traditional story based from her Mohawk culture, her Mohawk background, based on Star Woman, and that's a creation myth about Star Woman who came down from the stars. She fell down to the earth and gave birth to society, or to everybody on earth, pretty much. So basically, what she wanted to do is really kind of respond to kind of the more challenging issues that are happening within Canada, the missing and murdered women. I basically wanted to kind of revert that idea about Aboriginal women and kind of portray women as Star Woman, various characters, various identities, and personalities to kind of show like how Star Woman is still kind of very vibrant within Aboriginal culture, within contemporary times, and just kind of like using these various people from her life to kind of depict that story.
Statements, and I thought it was interesting. It talked about how, unfortunately, in Canada, Native women are often portrayed as losers or non-producers, and how a lot of the discussion is on costs as taxpayers. For you, why is it important to show these alternative images, these strong women?
Well, I think it's really great to kind of acknowledge all the kind of like really challenging issues we are dealing with. And I think with her, she really kind of comes at it in a very unique manner. Basically, the photos, there's a unique framing around each of them, and like they'll have the traditional person sitting in the front of this portrait, but the framing around the person, at first looks kind of almost abstracted, but once you get closer, like, you'll see that the one has, like, body bags, which dealt with all the body bags that are being sent to various remote communities in Canada to deal with H1N1 virus. So she's really kind of like mixing up these really heavy subjects and kind of like just dealing with it in a different way that just kind of is more positive and trying to make people question on, you know, why are these issues existing and how can we maybe refer it to something kind of healing and strengthening for Aboriginal people.
And the title is M, Stories of Women, but it's not quite clear what the M stands for. Is it? I know she referenced this monster, but it's somewhat ambiguous what the M is.
Yeah, it is. I think originally it had been Monster, Stories of Women, and then she changed it to this. So I think it's just kind of like her own way of dealing with, like, kind of titling it and trying to make it kind of, like, really abstract to kind of deal with this really kind of complex series of photos that she's doing.
I guess I could also refer to myth story and then looking at her image of the Sky Woman, which I thought in a way was quite contemporary in terms of how the woman looked.
There's also two parts to the exhibition. One is the series of photos, and then the second one is video. The film right hand side of the gallery when you're facing inward. Basically, it's a 5-minute video. I think it's shot probably a few years back, so it's pretty interesting how they're two different projects, but they're actually brought them together for this exhibition. And it's about a 5-minute loop, and it's all documentation about Niagara Falls. But over that is a small story that goes along with it. And it doesn't really reference a particular person, but it does talk about this personality or this person she knew, and her going to jail and having to deal with all these different various challenging experiences within her life. And so it's kind of an homage to this person, and basically I think a lot of it, the reason she put the two projects together is that Niagara Falls, and especially the lake water themes, are very prevalent in Aboriginal culture to reference women, various like identities of women or feminine figures. So I can see why she brought these two topics together.
And as you mentioned, a lot of the images are of people she knows or representing people she knows, her family and her friends. And that's something I really liked about it, although I didn't know it until after, was, you get a sense of a closeness of the women in there, and, that she really wants to celebrate their strength.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, one of them I think are actually of her sisters and her daughter and stuff, so I don't know which one exactly it is, but I have a feeling there's one particular image with a Sky Woman wearing like a headpiece, and so I think that's her daughter. So.
Right. Another exhibition that's currently on at Urban Shaman is Skull Stories by Jordan Bennett, who's another multidisciplinary visual artist of Mi'kmaq descent. Can you talk about what ideas are addressed in his works?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we had Shelley Crocombe for quite a long time, but then we really had like this little break in our media gallery programming, and I just happened to go to Banff in February, and Jordan was working on this new media piece, which involves a projection and cast spells. I can't remember all four of them, but there's a beaver, I think a deer skull, and a couple other ones. So, and each one is actually just kind of a resin plastic cast of each of a real skull. And what he's done on the back is applied, connected a USB cord. The project's still in progress right now. Eventually, what's hoping is that every time it'll be audience interactive, or if you take out the USB card and you plug it into each of the different skulls, it'll be a different video loop that goes along with it. So, and the video loop depicts kind of the animal's experience. So he's really trying to kind of branch this kind of new media way of dealing with nature and like digital culture together. So he's really interested in that type of thing.
That's a great exhibit as well. So congratulations on both of them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming and talking about the works.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dana Warren of Urban Shaman Contemporary, Aboriginal Contemporary Art, and both M Stories of Women and Skull Stories run until September 29th at Urban Shaman, and that's 290 McDermott Avenue in Winnipeg. And there is more information, including hours and upcoming shows, at urbanshaman.org. And you're listening to Unwatched.